Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ the Lord, who is the baby in the manger. Amen. There was a child who did a drawing around Christmas time, and there were four characters in it. He showed it to his mom, and she said, "Well, I recognize the baby Jesus and Mary, his mother. I recognize Joseph, but who's that fourth person?" "Well," the boy said, "it's a picture of the flight to Egypt, and that's Pontius the pilot." Who are these people that we meet at the manger of Bethlehem? Who are these people who come and gather to the manger on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? Tonight's sermon title is "The Word Brought Near." And I want you to understand that the Word was made flesh, the Word of God, the Son of God, whom John calls the Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us and lived here. But tonight especially I want to think about Jesus and Mary, his mother. And if we see how Christmas affected her by the pages of Scripture and the things written about her, then we will see, I think, how the Word brought near affects us, how it changes things. And we are made different. Mary has been called the first and the last member of the church. The first and last for different reasons, but they could be combined together in the idea that she, for a time, was the only one who believed that the one inside her was from God and the Savior of the world. According to the angel Gabriel's message, this child would be great and would be the Son of the Highest, and would reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom would never end. And that's quite a lot for a young woman to believe. Mary carried Christ around inside her. It says in Luke chapter 2, and we read it a moment ago, that Joseph went to Bethlehem with Mary, his betrothed, who was expecting a child. We also carry Jesus around inside us because he lives in our hearts by faith. And this changes things. Life is different. It takes a different turn when you carry Jesus around inside you. This was not Mary's first trip to the hill country of Judea while she was pregnant. If you know the sayings of Luke chapter 1, you'll know that right after she was told this by the angel, she made a trip down to visit her cousin Elizabeth and take courage from Elizabeth's pregnancy in her old age. So this was already the second trip that Mary had made south from Nazareth, about 70 miles. Things change when you're a Christian. There are things, for example, that we can't say when we're Christian. And things that we can't do anymore when we're Christian. And if you aren't sure what those are, read the Ten Commandments. It's always good to read them. But more than that, there are things that we can do. And there are things that we can say that we could never do before and could never say before. Because when we have Christ inside us, we have God with us wherever we go. Mary said to the angel, "Let it be according to your word." And the angel said to her, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." Now think for a minute if Mary had not believed. If she had doubted that this was even going to happen, God could have found somebody else. But there would be no baby. There would be no Savior. There would be no Christmas. But Mary did believe. And she said, "Let it be according to the word that you have spoken to me." And God took care of it. Yes, her life took a different turn. Yes, she was in danger. Yes, she was forced to give birth in a stable of all places. Not the cleanest delivery room of all. But she trusted God, and He brought her through. And then when she laid that baby Jesus in the manger, she did not only lay the Son of God and her Son in that manger, but she also laid in that manger every one of her cares. Every one of her problems, every one of her concerns, every one of her sins, all the things that people had done to her throughout the year, all the things that people had said about her, and they sure talk in Nazareth when you're pregnant and you haven't gotten married yet. All those things she laid in the manger. That's a lot to lay on a little baby. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. And so when we carry Christ inside us, we have Him there to carry our problems, to carry our burdens, and all we dare carry, all we need to carry, is Him. It also says in Luke chapter 2 that Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Mary delivered Jesus to the world. A couple of years ago, maybe you read about it, the hotel chain Travelodge in the UK offered free lodging for any night during the 12 days of Christmas to any couple who were named Mary and Joseph. All you had to do was sign in and register with your name, Mary and Joseph. I suppose they would accept Maria and Jose or other variations. But you could stay there for free in 2008. I don't know if it's true in 2011. They did it because they thought it looked bad on the hotel industry when there was no room in the inn for Mary and Joseph. What a faux pas that was. But who knew? Who knew that this baby was going to be for the whole world? Most people give moms their privacy. But Mary didn't have that privacy. I think Don's going to play "Mary, Did You Know?" Are you going to play that in the after the sermon? Okay. "Mary, Did You Know?" is a spiritual. And it asks the question, "Mary, did you know everything that was going to happen? Did you know this was going to be a Savior who would be born and change people's lives and die on a cross?" She had an inkling. She had the words and promises of God. She knew. She knew about Jesus' future. She knew that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Now think if Mary had not believed. Think if Mary had said, no, this is my baby. And I am not going to give my baby up to die. I am not going to give my baby up for the world. He's mine. God gave him to me. Of course, Jesus would have grown up and died on the cross anyway. But do you have ever that feeling that the gift that you have been given from God and Christ, your Lord, is something we don't want to give up? We don't want to give it to God because God gave it to us. But Mary delivered Jesus to the world when Jesus was born that night. Delivered him for you and for me. And God wants us to deliver Christ to the world. To the world near us. So that the word is near to somebody else. We don't live near Bethlehem. But the word got near to us because it was delivered through the generations up until it was told to you and to me. Through his word, he makes this good news known. And his word and his actions for the world are made known by our words and our actions. In the Catholic Church, they talk about patron saints. They talk about Mary as the patron or patroness of certain groups. Now, we don't have patron saints, but we do revere in the Lutheran Church Mary as a superb example of faith. Martin Luther would remark that Mary, he didn't think, had done as many things wrong as many of us have done. But she still needed a Savior to atone for the sins that she committed. A better thing to think of her as is an example. And you and I are examples as well of what it is to be a Christian. And when people hear our words and they see our actions, they decide what a Christian is like and what God is like based upon his activity in our lives. And when that example is strong and when that example is healthy, we deliver Christ to the world in much the same way that Mary gave us the Lord. And finally, the passage in Luke tells us that Mary treasured up the things that had happened, and she pondered them in her heart. She remembered them for a long, long time. It's because of Mary that we know about the manger, the shepherds, the angels. The shepherds didn't write it down. They mostly didn't know how to read and write. The angels didn't record it. Would have made a great CD, but it didn't get recorded. No, it was Mary that remembered all these things about Christmas Eve? Mary. Because Luke spoke to her later in life after Jesus died and rose again. And he wanted to record some of the things that weren't recorded in Matthew and Mark. And so he interviewed Mary and found out these things and gave us the Christmas story. Luke wasn't there either. He was just a young fellow. But Mary treasured these things up and remembered them. She knew that this was a special night. She knew these happenings. Now what if she had forgotten? Well, we wouldn't have the Nativity. And it would be harder for us to remember what Christmas is like and what it really means. And it might just be a winter festival, as it is in many corners of the world. What will we remember about this Christmas and about the Christmases past? What will we remember? What will we treasure? Many things, many customs, many practices, many memories. But above all, at least I hope, we will remember that the Word was brought near to us. A word of God's glory, spoken by angels, spread around by shepherds, and treasured by Mary in her heart. A word of a Savior born on Christmas for you, for your house, for your salvation and mine. Someone who can really handle the burdens that you carry around and that I carry around. Someone who can really handle them because he is the mighty God. He's Christ the Lord. He can even handle the worst sins that we do because he let them kill him when he grew up and died upon the cross and rose again. And we'll find that baby. We'll find that baby the same place that Mary found him. In the manger. In her heart. And in her future. For that's why he came. He came to give us life. He came so that we can tell him anything. That we can take him anywhere. And that we can keep him forevermore. In Jesus' name, may you have Christ the Lord, your Christmas gift from God. In Jesus' name, amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.